jerk you off right now, Skylar Joyce.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Skylar, Tam, and Andy. Got the full crew.
Yo, what up?
Da crew.
This is likely not the first podcast that I've started while bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
Cat lost his shit.
That time of the month, huh?
He got scared. No, I was talking the other time when I, you know, did a podcast less than 24 hours after I had surgery.
Oh, yeah.
That one. I was probably bleeding then, too.
All right, one of us needs to get shot then and get to the podcast. Be like, oh, I heard you had surgery.
Yeah.
Still have a bullet in me.
Yeah, just mashing your face against the mic. I'm okay, guys. Yeah. I'm okay.
This podcast opens with heavy breathing.
Periodically dip in and out of, like, reality. It's blood.
You see your faded voices because everyone stepped away from their mic. Like, dude, you need to get out of here. Yeah. I'm calling the ambulance.
This for the fan. Just for that guy. That one guy that listens. This is for you, bro.
Andy has definitely started the podcast bruised after your bachelor party.
Yeah. I don't know where that picture of my butt is, but...
It's seared into my brain, I know that.
It's with me now.
After he
basically
got,
my ass got handed by a bunch of strippers and belts, and it looked bad.
I started most of these podcasts horny.
Was one of them your babysitter?
No. I don't know if it was my no, I don't think it was my bachelor party night.
It was my 18th birthday that somehow I didn't get an invite to. You guys took Steven to the strip club, and I missed that ride.
Whoa! You guys have the same birthday?
No, it's a day apart. But I imagine that it was a joint collabo for that, because like Stevens was on a Saturday, Stevens was on a Friday and mine was on a Thursday that year. So
I'm sorry you vividly remember this. I feel bad that it's that vivid.
I just fucking hung around on 4chan and Minecraft and
Actually the time that we went for your bachelor party was when there was a stripper that looked like Camilla. Mitch pointed that out. He was like, it's Camilla.
That was the bachelor party. The bachelor parties where I had Sniffles, the stripper.
That's
the whole time I'm getting a
That's
lap
right.
dance just in my ear.
Oh, and I was really hoping that was her stage name.
No. So then I come out and
please
I'm like,
please welcome Dry Cough to the stage.
Oh, thanks for the money, baby. But I come back out from it and I'm like, man, guys, that stripper must have a cold. She's got like the sniffles, and everyone was like, that's coke.
Speaking of dry coughs, I heard something last night that I can't get out of my head, that a yawn is a boneless cough, and a cough is a crunchy breath.
A crunchy breath.
I can't get it out of my head.
That's really funny.
I like the crunchy breath.
One fact that I read on the internet that I can't ever lose is mintiness is just cold spicy. Yeah.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah,
they're not wrong at all.
Cold spicy. Games. What games have you guys been playing?
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh,
it's all
yeah.
of exclusive
oh,
we've
yeah.
been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
I've been playing that. And then I got a new laptop, so your boy's back online.
Porn.
So I've been... well, I had to log into all my accounts again. And
that must have been fun.
Oh, yeah. It was great logging in to Battle.net and then loading up Overwatch and be like, oh, congratulations on completing Season 5. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
What are you on now?
13.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Wow.
Is it 13? It might be 15, but I've been out of the game for a minute.
I think the last time I played Overwatch was when we played Lucille Ball.
Yeah, I got a special spray for that. For season one competitive Lucio Ball.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. What are we playing later? Rocket League?
Overwatch?
I don't care. I'll play
one. Yeah, so right now I only have 4 games on my laptop because I just haven't downloaded my whole, you know, Library of Alexandria level of games. But I got Borderlands 2.
That's a good one
because I like that game. I got PUBG, Rocket League, and Overwatch.
Ooh, PUBG. I haven't played that in a minute.
Oh, and Solitaire.
Fuck yeah.
You guys want to do Solitaire later?
Got that multiplayer Minesweeper.
you could blame your shitty teammates when you
hit the mine.
You hit the mine. Yeah.
I used to play a lot of Minesweeper back when I was a security guard because I'm bad at my job. and it would piss me off so much. Like when you just, your first click, it's mine. Fuck you. And that goes in your statistics as a loss. And I'm like, fuck, I didn't have a chance. What do you want from me?
You should have known better.
Yeah.
How did you just play better?
Yeah. I should have just, you know, developed a game sense.
Yeah, game sense. Yeah. It's a thing.
I wonder if there's a Prima strategy guide for Minesweeper.
It's probably hacks.
Yeah. See the
already hacks. Completed Minesweeper.
load up the cheat engine. Yeah. You get a wall hack.
See, I've been playing the Brutal Doom mod.
Ah.
The new Tomb Raider. And then I've just been logging on to GTA to get the free shit for Christmas.
Yeah, I saw there was a free thing that's still available.
Yeah. Friday, if you logged on, you got a free helicopter.
Really? Yeah. Damn.
So, but mostly Brutal Doom, because damn, that's good.
Skyler, do you know offhand how big the hard drive is in your laptop?
Not off the top of my head. I haven't memorized it.
I was going to say you should get Arc, but if you have anything less than like a terabyte, that's probably a bad idea.
I'm pretty sure I do have a terabyte, but I couldn't tell you right off.
Like
I
know, you bought a new laptop?
Actually, Erica got me a laptop. It was Republic Gamers Strix.
Ooh!
Yeah, that one's...
A gaming laptop? Yeah. That's love.
Yeah, it's love. Super awesome, and it's everything I need in a gaming computer, but I was kind of wanting to build, like, a desktop gaming rig and then just have a laptop for school, like just some shitty netbook.
Yeah.
But hey, I guess this works.
Now you can play games in class.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be like,
fuck learning.
Fucking camping, bitch! Real quick, before
we get too far away from the helicopter joke, or the helicopter bit that Andy brought up, Catalina wine mixer. There was a joke there, and I fucking couldn't get Catalina. It, and then we moved on. So.
Goddamn Catalina wine
fucking
mixer.
Catalina wine.
So I've been playing Xenoverse 2.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Is it better than
That's
1?
Fun. Yeah. Is it? I mean, 1 was great, but it's just 1 expanded.
Oh, okay, cool.
And, so I'm still, I guess technically I'm in the early game, even though I'm like level 50. Jeez. I've been doing a lot of side shit. Well, and one thing I did a lot was I was getting the Dragon Balls.
Ah, okay.
And then you have to go through the same mission over. You'd like to share with the class?
There's cat hair everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all over this keyboard. It's just littering.
He sits.
It's because it's a little baby cat.
He sits there.
This is my spot.
Yeah, that was his spot.
On the keyboard. What a monster.
Yeah. Because I've been getting the Dragon Balls, and so you have to do a parallel mission over and over and over and over and over to get the fucking Dragon Balls. So I remember Giant Storm, Nappa's fucking move, or with the fingers.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought it was called the Galick.
No, that's Vegeta's.
Oh man,
get dunked on, nerd. Three times.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm out of the DBZ loop. Man.
You're the nerd in this one.
I know.
So I remember that being a good early game move. So I saw it in the shop, and that's why I said with the fingers. Skyler was doing the finger thing.
Pew, pew.
So I saw it in the shop because the shop was like, we got new moves. Ooh. And so I go in there, and I'm like, oh, Giant Storm. And it was like quite a bit of Zenny. Like it was pretty expensive. So I buy it. Like not 5 minutes later, I'm walking around the city. I run into fucking Nappa, and he goes, hey, do this mission for me, and I'll teach you Giant Storm. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. Give me a fucking refund.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. It's so fucking goddamn it, Napa.
I'm waiting for fighters.
Goddamn it, Napa.
I'm waiting for fighters to get to like a cheaper price because I want fighters really bad.
Fighters yeah. is, so is good, the so. Fighting game of the year.
Is the so balls. Sick.
Even better than Smash?
I actually think in like a true fighting game scenario, I think it's way better than Smash.
All right.
It is way more fun to watch. It is way more... when you play it, you feel like you're in fucking Dragon Ball Z. It's nuts.
Cool. Yeah, I never really considered Smash Bros. Like a fighting game.
Well, when we going to spend the whole podcast?
No, me we are absolutely not. No.
Anytime people think fighting game, it's... You know, side scroller.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Just like Tekken's not a fighting game.
What?
No. It's not a side scroller beat 'em up. It's not a 2D fighting game.
He's
right?
using Skylar's logic against him.
He's this throwing
is,
a fit.
Yeah, Smash is just a platforming fighting game. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I'll like kill you, Tekken. Matt. What's the first topic?
we gotta put the walls down.
Well, I was gonna say one more thing about about Xenoverse. I don't know why, but I've been wearing the Great Sandman outfit for like 40 levels.
Because it's the best.
I can't find anything with better stats.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Cool.
She's a Great Sandman.
And fucking that nerd Gohan.
He's sick.
All his missions are... So there's like... you can go to different places. You can go to Boo's house, Frieza's spaceship, Guru's house, Capsule Corp, and Hercule's house. So you go to Hercule's house, and in the corner are Videl and Gohan in their Saiyan Man and Saiyan Woman outfits.
Yeah. Whoa. Just
fucking.
What?
I'm sorry to spoil that for you.
I didn't know that there was a Saiyan.
Gohan Saiyan is the Great Saiyan Man.
Jacques.
And they're just like doing poses, and Jocko's next to them also doing poses. And then, like, when they have a mission, you go up there and they're like, Saiyan Man 3.
Yes.
Like, all right, Gohan. Remember when you were cool? Remember Ultimate Gohan?
Team Gohan. That's the best. That's the best Gohan.
I liked Ultimate Gohan, but they fucking neutered him. They're like, he's Ultimate now. He's just drunk. Oh, he's absorbed. Game over.
Hey, man.
And then Super came out, and they're like, he's a bookworm now. And he wears a green tracksuit and thinks that's going to scare Frieza.
Hey, it might. I mean, it didn't, but it might.
And then just like right before the tournament, they're like, oh, he's Ultimate again.
Oh yep. My God. Hey, they had to get him there.
He learned it all back.
Him and Pickle Dad.
I love seeing memes about how good of a dad Piccolo is.
I was watching like some Dragon Ball Super clips, and Piccolo was rocking a Pan, Gohan's daughter, right outside Mr. Satan's house, actually in front of a gold statue of him. And I was like, he's probably sitting there going, how the fuck did I get here?
Yeah. Everyone just kind of assumed. Your dad now. Your dad.
He's like, I stole Gohan because I wanted to take over the world. Now I'm rocking his baby.
How did it happen?
But, yeah, that's a lot of Dragon Ball for one episode. Broly movie.
Yo.
It's going to be sick.
I'm not sure I'm going to see it in theaters.
Oh yeah, like I
want to,
release.
But like I don't at the same time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are you guys excited about Kingdom Hearts 3?
Fuck yes! I'm gonna have to watch like an hour long video though to catch up on everything.
Yeah, here's the big thing about Kingdom Hearts 3: is there's been 8 games
between 2 and 3.
Yeah. No, I think there's been 6 games between 2 and 3, but 8 games total.
Okay.
And that lore isn't just gone, so. I don't understand, like, there's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh yeah, I played 1 and 2, you know, in middle school, that was great. Super fun, let me play 3, that'll be great. No, did you ever play Dream Drop Distance?
You ever play that Game Boy Advance one?
365 and a half days? Do you ever play the card game mobile app? Like, there's a bunch
Is
of
that sh- part of the lore?
No. Oh, okay. No, but there's a bunch of shit that people do not know. You can't find a lore video that's under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't.
That's why I have one that's bookmarked that's like an hour and something.
And it is the most convoluted, weird fucking shit. Like, it honestly makes me not really like Kingdom Hearts anymore. Because I was like, oh, cool, Disney characters, Final Fantasy characters. And I'm going around fighting stuff. And then you get into the deep lore of fucking Dream Drop Distance and all that shit. And that, it gets fucking wild. It gets like anime drama series wild.
I was trying to watch a lore video on The Witcher, and that was...
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, I feel like Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to have great initial sales and then great initial returns.
Yeah.
So. I don't know, man. If they can make their gameplay loop good enough...
Like that, that's what keeps me coming back to the Kingdom Hearts, like 1 and 2. That gameplay, so good.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping 3 is just, like, jacked up.
And it's possible that, like... We all know this is not the last Kingdom Hearts game, but if it is,
I'm kind of hoping it's like, the last because I don't know how much longer I can wait.
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna be
like,
an old man when four comes out.
Yeah, like I don't know how much longer I can wait and be like, man, I can't fucking wait for Kingdom Hearts. Like it's stretched thin already for three.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, so at that point, maybe they're just trying to wrap up the whole story. Maybe they're just trying to be like, hey, this took so long because we know it was convoluted, and here's a bunch of bow ends and like cute nods to. Hey, remember that the Game Boy Color game that we made?
Yeah, over five fucking different consoles.
Yeah.
I just imagine Kingdom Hearts 4, and you're playing it, and like your teenage child comes out and like, Dad, why are you playing with Goofy?
That's some gay shit.
Yeah, I really feel like the only way that Kingdom Hearts 3 can possibly be good is if it builds solely off of 2 with like, optional lore about the previous games.
Oh, so maybe make it like side quests, like the lore could be like
sure,
or the
like
other games
lore heavy side quests, or just like fucking menus, just have like fucking Smash Bros. Assist trophies. Who gives a shit?
Have you considered that maybe you're not a real fan?
Yeah,
I think that's definitely. It. Actually,
remember earlier when I said it makes me not even really like Kingdom Hearts 7? I genuinely enjoyed 1 and 2, and then there was, like, games for the DS, and then the PSP.
I'm gonna actually, I'll let Tam do this, because he's the resident gatekeeper. Shut that gate. He's not the resident gatekeeper. I just told him he was the last podcast.
Yeah. Well, he's the gatekeeping gatekeeper, so, like, if you want to be a gatekeeper, he's got to okay it.
I didn't hear gate any time that you said that. I exclusively heard gay. I was like, I'm the gatekeeper?
He's the gatekeeper.
I mean, I guess I'll take the responsibility with pride.
Yeah, I try to ease back on my plosives.
Your phone starts blowing up for like, Gerald Smith would like to be gay, yes or no? No.
How's this fanny?
Yeah.
Send me a pic.
Send me a pic of your fanny. I never even got through Kingdom Hearts 1. Why am I on a gaming podcast?
I went back through and I tried playing Kingdom Hearts 1, and it is fucking clunky.
That was my issue. Is like this was like 4 years ago or something that I tried to go back and play it, and I got to like past Tarzan, and I was like, man, I don't want to play this game.
I played 1 and 2, but I haven't played them since those games came out.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. 2's a lot more fluid. The controls feel okay, and like you don't jump like a fucking idiot. It doesn't feel like an entirely different game when you jump and leap like 10 feet in the air and glide gently to the ground.
That's a lie. I got to Halloween Town, and that's when I stopped.
Yeah.
Speaking of jumping, I'm just going to take a hard left with this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has anyone ever turned on the auto jump in Minecraft?
No.
It's fucking unplayable.
What?
It'll auto jump. Yeah, you come to a ledge and you jump.
Ooh, I can see a lot of bad things happening for
you
that.
Just jump.
Trying to go around a ravine,
yeah,
and jump.
Like you go to like a mountain, and you're just like, blah, 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 blah.
That's cool, but yeah, I would. Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you think it's
hotkey that on and off? Yeah.
Do you think it's this is gonna get lame. Do you think it's like a disabled gamer feature?
Oh, they are owned by Microsoft now, and Microsoft's really into the
auto jump spin.
The disabled people,
yeah.
They're super into those disabled people.
You got a wheelchair?
Maybe. I don't know. It's been there quite a while.
I think disabled features in games, disabled access in games is really cool. Like the fun workarounds of like, this is how you would originally play the game, but because of this thing.
Yeah.
Like
that big ass Xbox controller.
Mm-hmm. I watched somebody play Street Fighter with their face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
were they pretty good?
Yeah, they're way better. They fuck you up.
Damn.
Easy. Yeah.
Damn.
You know what's some bullshit? Camilla fucks me up in fighting games because she button mashes and she's effective at it.
Well, maybe you're just bad. Like,
you know. I'm not bad at Tekken, I can tell you that.
Well, Tekken's not a real fighting game, so. Oh.
Are you saying that because you lost to me in Tekken?
No. I'm saying that because it's not a 2D fighter.
When I played as Mokujin?
It's just not a 2D fighter, so.
That'd pay you with virtually anyone.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
I think you're salty because of that loss.
Why are you trying to touch him?
He'd love to touch my ears because I hate it.
I like to poke his ears.
I'll jerk you off right now, Skylar Joyce.
All right.
Did you say Drake or jerk?
I said Drake.
I'm still halfway in the middle.
I'm not going to Drake him off.
Gonna look at that timestamp. That might be the cold open.
Okay. And scene.
So, I actually don't have a lot of stories because all the stories were like, what we played this year. So, I was going to ask you guys, what did you play this year? Did you have fun?
Red Dead was probably the most
Red
fun.
Dead. Big Red Dead fan there. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, Andy bought me Enter the Gungeon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Enjoy.
I fucking will.
It is just punishingly hard.
Yeah, I know. I want to finish Xenoverse first, and then I'm going to fucking dive into that thing.
For me, a top game for me was Spider-Man.
Oh,
Spider-Man was a blast.
All the DLC's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, I've beaten 2 out of 3. I haven't downloaded the third one yet.
I was waiting for all 3 to come out, then I was going to go through and play them.
Yeah. Second one wasn't as good as the first one.
Yeah. I heard the third one. Like a movie. I heard the third one was like, it was good.
Yeah.
Mario Party was very fun this year. I loved playing Mario Party. The new Mario Party is so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I was with a group of people on the launch day for Switch, and they all brought their Switches, and they were playing it. And, like, playing that actually made me really want to get a Switch, because Smash was fucking fun. Mm-hmm. I forgot how fun Smash could be.
Yeah, that was another game that I really liked. Mario Party and Smash.
I played 2 games this year.
I was going to say, did you spend the year playing your fucking card game?
Your acoustic yes. video game?
Duh.
Acoustic video game!
I played Breath of the Wild, and I played Super Smash Brothers, and that was it.
Nice. Yeah, oddly enough, one of the biggest Legend of Zelda fans that I know, one of them, Erica, still hasn't played Breath of the Wild.
Oh.
Really?
I have a Switch.
Wow.
What?
Do you guys have a Switch?
Yeah, we also have it on the Wii U, and have had it since, she's been able to access it since I got out of the Navy last year.
She's a fake fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's the big reveal. I'm going to out her. She's only ever finished 2 Legend of Zelda games.
Majora's Mask.
Nope.
Oh.
Skyward Sword.
Yep.
Ocarina of Time.
Nope.
Fuck.
Twilight really? Princess.
Dude.
Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword. So what some would consider best and the worst.
That's rare. I thought I would expect the Ocarina of Time.
I keep trying to get her to play the remastered one, but she hates playing on handhelds.
I guess I could see that.
Yeah. So
I hate playing on handhelds because I got big hands and little thumbs.
Yeah.
I cramp up.
I've got a Nintendo 64 if she wants the throwback.
I can just download it on the Wii U, which I have.
Oh.
I did that already, and she can't get around to it.
But you can finish a puzzle without you?
Yeah, yes, she can. There was this big to-do about Erica and I doing jigsaw puzzles together, and she always, always, when I'm not there, finishes the fucking puzzle. We'll be like 2/3 of the way done. I'll be like, don't do too much of that puzzle while I'm gone, and then fucking, I just started putting the pieces in, and then bam, it was done. Fuck you. God, it's the worst.
So
you know what's the worst is I just turned up the gain on your mic and you then yelled into it.
I'm sorry. I backed away when I said "fuck you."
Hey, wasn't enough.
I love the.
Trying to help.
The puzzle's supposed to be a relationship build.
Yeah, I know.
Destroyer.
We put on a podcast or some music. We fucking, you know, have a nice little conversation, and then that's thrown to the wind because she just wants to get it over with.
Yeah. Do you guys do puzzles?
We can't because of the cats.
I hate puzzles. I hate doing them. But if
jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
But if you do, what do you do with the puzzle once you're done?
I just break it apart. Now my aunt.
So you wasted all that time.
That's exactly how I feel.
I was gonna say this. I imagine Erica's finishing those jigsaw puzzles. She's like, I don't want to spend more time with them. Fuck this.
That's what I think. I think that might be it. There's been lots of heated discussions. I wouldn't say full on arguments or fights. Heated discussions. But
are you saying I'm stupid? I can't finish a puzzle.
Yeah, I was talking to Tim about this, about how Eric and I break up puzzles. I'm breaking back down in the box.
I can't fucking stand it.
Because, it kind of depends. Like, what I was explaining to him was, if it's like a fandom puzzle, like Legend of Zelda or Halo or whatever the fuck, and you finish it and it looks nice and you want to put it up on your wall, fine, frame it. But if it's miscellaneous farmhouse with three cows in the background, who gives a fuck?
Just don't buy those puzzles.
So what you do is you break it down and then you gift it to somebody else who likes to do puzzles.
Or you could prestige mode it and do it again.
Yeah.
See if you can do it faster.
Time yourself.
I've never done a puzzle twice. I have gifted out like 8 puzzles in the last year.
Get that platinum trophy. We did...
Do you want some puzzles?
No, absolutely not.
We did puzzle glue a puzzle.
Yeah. I never puzzle glue them. I just...
Remember when we tried to do that Las Vegas puzzle in the hospital?
Yes.
And the fucking... We were looking for a piece for like an hour.
That and it wasn't... Rage.
It wasn't even in the box.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's the word. Looking for that one fucking piece. That's what makes me rage.
Yeah, I would frame that one anyway. With it missing 1 to 7 pieces.
It was that actually sounds hilarious.
Yeah. It's modern art at that point.
Yeah.
So this shows the emptiness that's in my soul.
It's a juxtaposition of the duality of man.
But yeah, Breath of the Wild was cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the fuck did we get on a puzzles?
Damn.
I made a slight comment.
Okay. I was, at the end of that rap, I was just like, we're talking about the games we played this year.
Don't act like you just untied the boat from the dock. You were steering that ship. You asked Andy some questions and Matt some questions.
Well,
you were on there. You were rowing those oars, baby.
Man, we are fighting like it. I love it. I love the heated tension between.
Touch his ear.
Let me poke your face.
Touch his ear.
Poke my face. No, don't poke my face.
Do it. Touch his ear.
Put my finger in your mouth.
I got into PUBG this year.
PUBG's so fun.
Got a few chicken dinners.
PUBG's so fun and PUBG's good in like chunks of like playing. Like I'll go through like a week period where I'll just play the shit out of PUBG and then I'll go a long time without playing it.
Yeah, it's fun and probably one of the games I've clipped the most clips from.
See, I've played PUBG. Like, the month it came out, I got it, I played it with some friends, and then I realized I was super, super fucking bad at it. I'm just not good at those. I don't know why.
When I was playing with someone who had about 1,000 hours logged in, he said he was bad until, like, 100 hours, and then he was okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time to play a game.
We got someone banned from PUBG. Yeah. This dude was mad fucking headshotting from, like,
from
far away with a gun from, that you're like...
And from behind things.
Yeah.
Like from behind a rock.
He was headshot the shit
and so,
out of us.
So we submitted a report and they're like, yeah, we looked over your report and we banned him. I'm like, fuck yeah.
It was a really satisfying message when I opened in PUBG. I was like, oh yeah, fuck that guy.
Why do you think Fortnite's more popular than PUBG?
It's visually appealing. It's like fucking visual crack. Anything I think, you get in that game is just like, yeah.
It is kind of like a casino where things like ding, 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 ding.
I only play it when my nephew comes over. Like, he'll play on my 4 and I'll play on the PC and we can cross play together.
Okay.
But.
It's free. We could all play Fortnite tonight. I don't want to.
No, thank you.
I just wanted to say that.
I downloaded Fortnite for my PS4 and then I had it for about 3 days. And I was like, no. And I deleted it.
I don't get it.
Maybe Fortnite is geared like towards.
Well, oh yeah.
Well, you know the multiplayer being free that's a big thing.
Yeah, it being free is a huge thing. I think.
But the only thing that costs money is the single player that nobody plays.
You guys ever seen like really competitive Fortnite?
Yeah.
I think that shit's actually really fascinating.
I watched the one where they were playing. It was like a pro gamer and a celebrity, in like a stadium.
Just fighting 1v1?
No,
or
it was
a team versus.
Yeah, team okay. Teams of two, a pro gamer and a celebrity.
That's very cool.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Until there's, and they did a few rounds. I know Ninja won at least one. That's the only streamer I know, but he died of Ligma.
He did. RIP.
Yeah. Fortnite, gamers, yeah, so teams, I really feel celebrities. Like
the, I don't know what gets it, but when my nephew was busting my balls to get it, I finally got it. And I was like, all right, let's play together. And then for like hours, he was like, can we get this? Can we get this? I'm like, no, dude, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not made of money, bitch.
Yeah, I just want like microtransaction you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I really feel like that's their main demographic is like a lot younger than us. Feel old, bitches. And it's mainly because it's more visually appealing. Like you look at PUBG cartoon. And like it's very realistic, gritty. It doesn't have like a very exciting palette. Everything's fairly normal and rundown looking. A lot of tans. But then you look at Fortnite and it's just like fucking rainbows, vomiting.
Purple, blues,
everywhere.
And reds everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And even that much of a subtle change, that's what draws younger people to it. And then you have like the lights and explosions every time you do virtually anything.
Yeah.
It also has that fun, cartoony feel to it. So, I mean, that's just the reason why that's more popular is because kids have more time to play. We all have jobs. So, like, that's.
I do like what Epic's doing with the map, though. Instead of making multiple maps, they're, like, evolving.
Expanding on.
Yeah, the original map. I think that's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's, like, a flying island now or something, right?
I think they got rid of that. Like, it crashed or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. In Just Cause 2, there was a flying blimp there that had, like, a rave going on it. I was playing it on my laptop, and I landed on the blimp, and the game crashed.
Oh, so you're just playing Just Cause 2 then? It's just a game.
Yeah, yeah. I heard Just Cause 4 has so-so.
I also heard that the textures are absolute shit.
Just throwing that out there because we're big Just Cause fans.
Yeah, I do like... I love 3. 3 was great.
Yeah. But yeah.
There was a black squirrel outside. Okay. I saw it and I was telling Tam there was a black squirrel outside. It was a fun time.
Very
I don't
interesting.
Play Just Cause, so I hope you guys enjoyed your conversation.
It's
I had a fun time.
It's very fun. Just Cause 3, it's very fun.
Yeah, I think the only one I've played was Just Cause 2.
Very fun.
I had Andy's recommendation.
Just Cause 2 was like the growing pains of Just Cause.
Yeah, that's actually really true.
Well, yeah, while we worked at Panera, I think you said that you really liked Just Cause, and then Just Cause 2 was coming out, and you were recommending it to Steven, and Steven got it, and we were playing it, and we're like, this is fucking garbage.
The jump, though, from 1 to 2 was so, like, so big that that's what made 2, like, oh, this is fucking amazing, because the jump was huge.
It reminded me a lot of Mercenaries.
But it wasn't Mercenaries. Mercenaries is good.
I miss that.
EA took that developer out back. Fucking murdered him.
I know.
So in Just Cause 3, you can there's different stunts you can do and like different stats that you can try and beat your friends in, like, you know, most headshots in a row or bullshit like that. And Andy had like a time gliding.
I think it was the gliding you and I were going back and forth.
Yeah. So Andy had like time gliding of like 3 minutes or something like that. And I found the biggest, tallest mountain in the game. And I think I glided for like 6 minutes.
I remember I didn't beat it because I was like, fuck that.
And like, I am like trying to get everything out of it. Like my nose is like scratching against the water. And I'm like, oh, come on, come on. Just a little more blood. And we tried to play the multiplayer mod and that was...
It's trash.
It was tough. A lot of dropped frames when anything happened. Like an explosion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, or you turned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get in a vehicle.
But it is fun using the grappling hook to fuck with your friends.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, get over here.
Guys, I got a question for you. And it's something that's always been bothering me, but I've never really had the courage to ask.
Okay.
For fear of being taken out. What is the Akira-like company EA doing with all these developers besides just shutting them down? Because, like, they don't further any of their properties. All their IPs just die. And it doesn't seem like EA really pumps out anything besides what they already do.
I'm waiting for them to kill DICE, but I don't know if they will.
I have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Like, it seems like it's just, you know, like Akira, which is a giant fucking monster. Just like, you're more of me now.
I know EA, like... At least with Westwood, they bought Westwood Studios. They put out one more Command & Conquer game, and it didn't do well, and so EA was like, all right.
Maybe they just buy them so they don't have any competition.
I guess, but I feel like, you know, you utilize the competition, like, okay, now the competition's on our side. You assimilate. You don't just absorb.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, Microsoft kind of does the same thing.
Maybe they were just big enough that they're like, you know, we can stop... Stamp down any up-and-comers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried with Microsoft buying Obsidian. That kind of worried me.
Ooh, yeah.
I like Obsidian a lot. They make good stuff.
It's a very Seto Kaiba thing to do.
Yeah. Ripping up that last Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have some stories that we could get into, unless you guys got anything good.
Yeah, sure. We
No.
Our
dishwasher
good.
Broke, so that fucking sucks.
That sucks.
I got so a new house.
That's...
Did you move?
Yeah.
Matt, any gaming-related highlights of this year from you?
A
highlight that I can actually upload to the podcast Facebook page is when that boat glitched in PUBG, and it was almost vertical. How the boat was driving in the water.
Nice.
It was, and then we ended up getting caught on a bridge because the bridge was too low to let the boat through.
Oh, man. I love seeing those just ridiculous gameplay videos of people who are like just sitting in like the turret seat of a Jeep or something. And they're like, right. Oh, this guy's glitched out. And then they just hop out really quick and murder people and then get back in the turret seat.
Oh, yeah. Also playing Stardew Valley with Andy. That was fun.
Yeah.
We are nearly done with the community center before we stop playing.
Yeah, we need to finish. We need to finish that.
We were nearly done.
Have you ever done the JoJo Cola route?
No.
I think because
I'm not a fucking sellout.
I know. I think I might do that on my phone version. Yeah. Like, make a new farm and do that.
You know what, you guys? Sometimes you talk about games that I don't know. All right, I don't go talking about squirrels.
What the fuck is Zelda?
Hey man, I'm just laughing at goofs. I don't know.
I just look over here. I look at you guys and then I roll my eyes and I look out the window and then I look at Tam and I go, "Squirrel's gone."
Next time you guys are talking about a game that I don't know, I'm gonna go over here and like fucking turn your mics down.
Oh yeah, so you know Zelda was a really good game.
Yeah, we just start screaming when we start.
So Zelda was really. So you pick up on Matt's mic.
Yeah, I've never done that before. Turn someone's mic down. I should just slowly. One of these days to be an asshole. I was also gonna say another funny PUBG moment was when three of us are driving in a truck and we're going near a town and we're like, no, drive the truck into town. So we all like get out really fast, but the truck downed two of us because it whipped into us.
Oh my God. I hate that.
And then I'm on the ground behind the truck and it's slowly rolling back towards me and I'm trying to crawl away from the truck. I'm like, it's trying to finish the job.
My one enemy. The natural predator of Matt Runge's trucks.
I can.
The very first couple times I played PUBG, I'm so used to Battlefield where you're going like full speed and then you can just exit the vehicle and you're fine. So I'm like,
or Red Dead.
Yeah, or I'm going full speed on the car and I get out and I'm like, oh, I died. That's a thing.
Oh, man.
Is the winter map out yet?
I think it is. Oh, okay. I think it's been out for a while. We can play in the snow.
You can follow people's footsteps.
When we die, we can make snow angels. All right. All right, I got a few stories, so let's get into that.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
What the hell are you doing over there? You look like you're unplugging something.
Because
the label on your
goodbye everyone.
The label on your HDMI cord. I was like, is that an illusion or is it actually coming off?
Ah, I see. The colored label?
No, the rocket fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I see.
This label.
Oh, the one you took off. Okay. Yeah. Here are the best-selling Steam games of 2018.
Ooh. Hold on. I want to take a guess. One is probably Dota.
Oh, let's take a look.
Wow, what a really safe guess.
Yep. Dota 2 is on there. You didn't say 2, though, so that was your final answer.
Dota 2.
You got it, Skylar. Yeah. 50 Sorry, points Andy. To Skylar.
Dick.
Skylar's currently leading with 50 points.
Number one.
Is it top grossing or just top 5?
Well, I have... These are the top grossing, like the best-selling Steam games. Mm. We are also going to do 10 games that clocked in over 100,000 simultaneous players.
100,000?
Yeah, but let's do the first one first. All best right. selling. Just take a couple guesses. We're not going to spend all night here trying to guess the whole list.
I know GTA 5 will be on that list, but it's not the top.
Well, and these aren't even ranked by top.
Oh, they're not?
They're all just right. on this list, and that is on the list.
That game every year will be in like the top 10 for selling.
Is Minecraft there?
Minecraft's not on Steam.
Is Minecraft on the, it's not on the list?
Not on Steam. You'd be surprised to know.
It's a yes or no question.
So no, so no then?
PUBG, then?
PUBG, yep. You are guessing all the safe PUBG. Ones.
I'm trying to think of some of the big ones.
So here are some. Here are some. And one of them is a game I forgot to talk about, Far Cry 5.
Mighty Number 9?
Is that on Steam? No, but I'm wondering if that's on Steam.
How about PlayStation 4's exclusive Spider-Man? Was that on Steam?
Yes.
Huh.
It made the list. Far Cry 5, that's a game I forgot to talk about. That was a fun game. Weird ass ending, though. Goofy as shit. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Fucking weird. Okay, best-selling Steam games. For some reason, that dog shit game Dead by Daylight made the list.
I did not like that. They gave it for free on PS4, and I gave it a try, and I didn't like that.
Did that game come out at like the very beginning of the year?
It was actually last year. Oh, but it still made the cut this year.
Wow.
Best-selling game. I know someone who is averaging, like since that game came out, averaging nearly 40 hours a week in that game.
Ooh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, I'm dead fucking serious. It's been a couple months since I checked.
Are they okay?
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I don't know. They're not like a close friend, so I can't really check up on them. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. So when I logged in on Overwatch, I realized that I had like 30 friends on Overwatch, and I remember none of them. So when I hook up a headset, I'm just gonna invite them to a quick play party or something. And be like, hey,
who are you?
Who are you? Hey, it's me from season 5. Do you remember me? What the fuck?
That's one of the reasons I always add nicknames to things on like Battle.net and Steam.
Yeah, I love that.
Because people change their names all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have nicknames on the Battle.net app, but in Overwatch, there wasn't any nickname feature or anything with that. So it was just like people who were like, oh, this guy's a really good Widowmaker. Oh, this guy's a crazy Reinhardt who always going to charge in, but he's super fun to play with. It's a Scottish dude named Liam, and he's a fucking blast. He only plays when he's drunk. He only plays Reinhardt, and he is the worst fucking Reinhardt ever. But as long as I pocket mercy him, it's a blast. Or at least it wasn't season 5. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore.
So yeah, Dead by Daylight made the list. Far Cry 5, Warframe, Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, Warframe.
Elder Scrolls Online, Rainbow Six Siege, Rocket League.
Yay!
Dota, Grand Theft Auto, Civilization 6.
I was going to say Civ 6. Damn it.
That makes sense.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Oh. Monster Hunter.
I think it's actually good.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Odyssey. And Origins, too.
In Assassin's Creed Odyssey, is that the one where you can like throw your hat and like take over like Goombas and stuff?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
What a weird crossover for that brand.
Yeah. It's pretty nuts.
The rabbits show up.
You have to take out like really historical Nintendo characters.
Yeah. Monster Hunter World, PUBG, and Counter-Strike Go.
Dude, I played... So Counter-Strike Go recently went free-to-play and added an 18-person battle royale.
Really?
It's okay. It's fun. It's fun because it's Counter-Strike.
It's all right.
But I'm not... I played it... I played like 3 rounds. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to play this again.
Remember that old ass cartoon Counter-Strike Rage? where that guy, oh my God, that cartoon ends in a school shooting.
Does it?
Oh my God, I forgot.
That didn't age well.
Oh no.
Never mind. We're going to edit this out. Matt, start the podcast again now.
Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to turn my mic down. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. That is one game that, like, I think I was explaining it before, but I have never been good at Counter-Strike. Mainly because I was about 7 or 8 games in before I realized it was a buy feature. So I was just, like, rolling around with a pistol. I'm like, how are these guys getting fucking AKs? Maybe you just, like, fucking unlock them after you play long enough. Pretty much what I do is I just wait for other people to die. I would hide and then scoop up somebody else's better gun. And then I just do that. And I wasn't
the frugal Counter-Strike player.
I wasn't terrible, but I was definitely at a disadvantage. I'm like, how do people have grenades? What is this?
I've never really played it, but I've heard that same story. Okay, let's take a couple guesses at. Whoa, I really turned my mic up when I really turned that back up when I turned myself up. Nice. Wow, what asshole's clipping the mic? Oh, it's me. Okay. 100,000 simultaneous players. I'll take 2 guesses.
PUBG. No, Dota.
There's the 2 guesses.
Oh.
Dota 2, Warframe.
Thanks, Andy. Damn, I really wanted to play.
Hey, I've only ever played 2 video games ever, so like your guess is as good as mine, man.
Realm Royale, Monster Hunter World, Counter-Strike Go, Team Fortress 2, Path of Exile, PUBG, Grand Theft Auto 5, Rainbow Six Siege.
Is Team Fortress 2 still
going
pulling in numbers?
Strong.
Still going.
Dang.
It's probably also on the top grossing.
I thought when they went free to play, it kind of like killed the game.
It did alter the game, but it didn't kill it.
Huh.
It's, I don't know. Matt, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that on the top grossing?
No. 100,000 simultaneous players.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Have we gotten the top grossing?
We already did.
That was the first one we did.
No, that was best selling.
Nope.
Well, that's...
Top gross.
I was most purchases of that game versus most... money produced by that game because nobody's buying TF2,
right?
But people do in-game purchases with that, so
right.
That's
yes. When you did ask if it's top grossing or best selling, I did respond best selling.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was wondering if that was a top, if TF2 was a top grossing.
This list does not say because it does not have it.
There you go.
Fallout Classic Collection on the PC free for all of those who played Fallout 76.
Got me excited there for a second. I was like, oh, the originals.
Is 76, does it blow?
Dude, it's trash.
It's one thing after another with that fucking game.
It like started as a dumpster fire and now it's like a forest fire.
Huh.
It's like a campfire.
It is complete trash.
Yeah, it's...
give me the rundown. I haven't been keeping up with it. And we haven't slammed it on the podcast.
So...
First of all, it's just not good to begin with.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, Fallout's thing is all about story and NPC and all that. There's no NPCs. You get your mission through, like, memos you find in the world.
Okay,
yeah.
Just post-it notes suck. Like, hey, pick up beans and eggs.
Yeah.
One of the things that's really hampering the series is that the engine is ancient. Yep.
Yeah, they refuse to use a new engine. And I think, maybe what, Oblivion? It's still the same engine as Oblivion, I think.
Same engine, just different graphics.
Yeah.
One of the fucking bosses in that game is straight up a fucking Skyrim dragon.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's just a Skyrim dragon. They just took the fucking Skyrim dragon and threw it into Fallout 76.
They didn't even change the name. Why am I fighting Parthenax?
Because he travels through time.
There were some deleted save issues.
Yeah, in the same world.
Oh, the one thing that I saw that I thought was insane is that there's no file integrity check. So you could, and everything's on your computer, so you could mod the game and it doesn't go to their servers to like check if it's modded or something. So you can just mod the fuck out of your game and go online and play it and just ruin everyone else's time.
Well, and they are now starting to ban modders. But not just cheating modders, any modders. So if they're trying to make the game look not like dog shit and using graphical mods, you get banned. which has been the complete opposite of Fallout in the past.
Yeah, yeah, that's lame.
Or anything from Bethesda. Yeah, anything Bethesda. That's their thing, is modding.
Yeah, yeah, one of the biggest things in any of the Bethesda games is, like, they have, like, their own service for installing mods, and you'll have, like, a fucking 3 terabyte mod of just, like, this makes the game look fucking nice.
Or the unofficial patches that actually make the game good.
Exactly, yeah.
There was a bag controversy. So people that bought the collector's edition were supposed to get this canvas bag from Fallout 76 or whatever. But most people got this like shitty ass nylon bag. And so someone contacted customer service and saved the email, posted on the internet, where they said, hey, you guys advertised a canvas bag. I got this shitty nylon bag. Could I please get the canvas bag? And the customer service agent responded, sorry, we didn't do the canvas bags because they were too expensive to make.
And then, like, a month down the road after that, they're like, all right, everyone, we're going to make canvas bags now.
And someone kind of did a breakdown of the materials, and it was, like, just a few cents difference. It's like, just give the fucking bags you advertise.
And then
did EA buy Bethesda and nobody knew, or
no? And then, what was the other? Oh, the one guy was getting, like, millions of people's support tickets and addresses. Yeah, for some unknown reason, all of Bethesda's support tickets got routed to, like, one guy. Like, one not working for Bethesda.
Not a Bethesda
Random
employee.
Guy.
Random dude, and that contained information that he shouldn't
addresses,
have.
Addresses, like...
And then, no.
Like, this was just totally just a routing error? Like, it wasn't like he was trying to get this?
No. It just all of a sudden one day he started
Hotmail was just blown up by fucking Bethesda support.
I think he put in a support ticket and then got, like, responses from everybody's support tickets.
Do you think this is just, like, them trying to push something out the gate too quick? Do you think they should have just Bethesda themselves?
Fallout 4 came out in 2015. And they haven't really done much. Bethesda themselves have not really done
just
much.
Keep. Well, no.
Well,
you
Elder
can play
Scrolls
Skyrim
Online.
On like 15 different things now.
All right, that's true, yeah.
They're also messing with Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. But the latest controversy is the rum controversy.
I haven't heard that one.
Well, there's a Nuka-Cola rum that you could buy at, I think, $80 a bottle. And it is generic rum in a plain package that's not even special and has no Fallout.
In real life. Yes, insignia. I saw that bottle, the plastic bottle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Is it just like fucking Papoff vodka that's brown food coloring in it? Or
it's, yeah, I mean, basically it's like the cheapest rum you can get in a bottle that doesn't look anything like Fallout.
That's lame.
I don't know what Bethesda's doing.
Yeah, they have really fallen down my list.
Their next two games better be like fucking amazing, but they're using Skyrim the same 2, engine, so
this is like that one Assassin's Creed level of
French
shit.
One.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that French game was shit. Yeah.
The French game.
The French Revolution.
I know, what was it actually called though? Do you remember?
Wasn't it Revolution?
Syndicate? No, it wasn't Syndicate.
Was the England one.
Yeah. It was the one right before Syndicate though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
people just, for some reason, sometimes just didn't have a face.
Yeah.
Just like, oops, good. No face this time.
Next
that was a big glitch, too.
Next Fallout game is just going to be Fallout, fuck you.
What you can tell is just a Z-axis, like, bad input. But yeah, Fallout, I'm curious to see what the fuck, what next shitty thing they're going to try and shill out to the masses.
Unity was the French one. Unity.
So I don't really have a story here. Have you guys heard of Gamer Goo?
Yeah, that happens sometimes when I play the games on
Newgrounds.
I think
that's a terrible name. Gamer Goo.
Is it a hair gel?
It's fucking lotion for your hands. It's supposed to give you a grip on your controller.
Well, that's weird.
No, that's kind of the opposite of what...
Well, it dries and then gets grippy.
No.
I'm going to come on my hands and I'll have some pretty good grip. I'm putting the controller down.
It comes in orange, cinnamon, and peppermint.
Oh, I was like, orange, like the color?
There's not much here. It's just a lotion bottle.
Orange, green, and blue?
That's fucking stupid. Don't drink it, though.
Yeah.
Don't drink it.
I've never really lotioned my hands. I've never been one for lotion. And I can't imagine that it would increase my tactile response.
Oh, dude, I lotion them constantly.
Yeah.
I hate lotion.
I have dry skin.
I fucking hate dryness. Like this time of year where everything's fucking dry.
See, my knuckles are all cracked.
I got a humidifier in my room cranked up.
Yeah,
And I still wake up with a fucking dry throat.
I mean, you guys are veering towards a level of you know, chapstick conspiracy that I'm willing to hop on.
Chapstick conspiracy? I have a chapstick right here, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just trying to find
You're one of them, huh?
I got it.
Yeah, I
could probably use it too.
I won't go back down. You monster. Yeah.
Got dry lips.
Won't go back down that rabbit hole, but lotion's the same thing for me as chapstick is.
I don't really use it except that the dry winter.
Yeah. I mean, people do get chapped lips, but maybe I'm just like a superhuman who rarely that happens to and never use chapstick.
You know, I don't even really get chapped lips. I just notice when they're a little dry. And I gotta use the chapstick, man. I have to be moist.
Yeah. Oh, I just deal with it. I chew on my lips all the time. Toughen them up.
Telltale's The Walking Dead will wrap up on PC at the Epic Games Store.
Fuck
Epic
Games.
Fuck Epic Games? Didn't they, like, out of, quote-unquote, the kindness of their heart, pick that Telltale game up, finish it, and so people put it out? Like, didn't that happen? Because Telltale's done, right?
Yeah, Telltale is fucking, they're done.
Yeah.
Skyworks or Sky something picked, I thought... Sky something picked him up.
Sky something?
Skyler, yeah. It was you. You picked him up. Thanks, man.
Maybe you should research Sky speaking to the microphone.
Skybound Games.
Yeah, I'm really not a big fan of the Epic Games store. I don't know. For some reason, like, anytime I've had to deal with it, it's just been just real clunky.
It's like brand new, but I still don't want to
use
it.
You know what's clunky and is not brand new? It's fucking Uplay. I hate Uplay so much.
I've only ever dealt with them through Assassin's Creed games. And I tried it once when they first started to implement fucking online Assassin's Creed, like, hide in the crowd and everybody else is going to fucking hunt for you. And it was the worst. It was fucking garbage.
I didn't like Assassin's Online.
Yeah, that was also the worst. That might have poisoned it for me.
I don't know. I just think it's really cool that Telltale... kick the bucket, and this other studio is like, "No, we'll pick it up. We'll finish the story." Like, Telltale's been like one of those staples in gaming that, like, especially like Telltale's Walking Dead, like their story's been going on forever. And so the fact that at the 11th hour, it just fucked up.
Studio stepped up, yeah. To finish it.
I think that's really cool, and that's not really something that I could see like another medium doing.
Yeah,
like books.
The only time I ever thought about that is like Tolkien's son finished one of his books.
Oh, I have that book. I haven't read it yet.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine got dropped and picked up.
Oh god, that show's so good.
Fox to NBC.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure. So like that, I could see it as like, hey, let's this is a cash grab because like the show's good. I don't know why it got canceled. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
no one
like
knows why Fox cancels only their bad or only their good shows.
But yeah, like Fox is if, good at that. If something got dropped like halfway through the season or the story was barely finished and like you could see Netflix picking something up to finish a story. That's like what I'm talking about.
Amazon
not like, hey, it's the third season. There's way more we can milk out of Andy Samberg than this.
Amazon did that with The Expanse, I think. Because like they ended it on like a super huge cliffhanger and it actually had a pretty big following. And then Sci-Fi canceled it and then Amazon picked it up.
And just finished it out?
Yeah, I think it's going to be finished. Like, okay. It's not out yet, but I think they're going to finish it.
Yeah, I've never really been a big fan of Telltale games, but except for Poker Night at the Inventory, because I don't know why Strong Bad's there, but fucking, hey, digging in the archives for that one. Love it.
Yeah, I really dig, like, soppy, happy stories like that.
No, yeah, it shows cool.
Yeah, it just gets me horny.
There's an article I read that all of Sony studios, like, it's like an internal competition that all of them just, like, try to do better and they all, like, help each other. Like, the God of War guys, apparently the director of that game helped the director of Spider-Man because it was his first time, like, being the director of a game and he didn't know what the fuck he was
doing. Speaking of Spider-Man, you can get the Spider-Man suit from the Sam Raimi movies now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty hype.
That's neat.
All right, guys, I got two news stories.
Okay.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Three-hit combo. All right.
Was that a mouse trap? Was that a slap? Was that
a bunch of slaps?
Is that a snap?
Alleged burglar breaks into house to watch TV, convinces homeowner to give him a ride.
That's awesome.
A homeowner in Maine received a surprise visitor at his home Sunday afternoon, but it definitely wasn't Santa. Police in York County said the man opened the door of his house only to find an intruder watching TV and wearing some of his clothes.
That's awesome. That's so funny.
I hope they were just like ill-fitting. Like this guy's like really small and this big guy broke in and he's wearing like an extra small t-shirt. Yeah.
In addition, the trespasser helped him to some of the homeowner's food and took a shower.
It's a season of giving.
The 35-year-old alleged burglar somehow convinced the homeowner that he had mistaken the home for a friend's house.
He didn't take anything, I mean, besides the clothes. He didn't take anything, did he?
Back door had been forced open. There were various items missing.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
I was down to believe him. I was down. I was like, yeah, no problem, man. We'll take you to Steve's house. It's sure.
Here's a fun story. Similar to this story. I was in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a ride back to base. And I was really drunk. So I was wandering around some random neighborhood, totally lost because my phone died. And I'm like, fuck, it's fucking cold and goddamn. So I walk up to a house and their back door was unlocked and I slept on their kitchen floor. And then
what?
I had this plan of if they stumble upon me, I didn't touch anything. I just walked in, fell down on their floor and zonked out. And I was like, if they happen upon me, because I know I'm probably going to wake up before anybody else rationally would. If they happen upon me, I'll be like, oh shit, this is the wrong house. I'm so sorry. I'll leave now. That was my out. But luckily I woke. So I hit the floor about 2:30 at night. And I woke up at like 6, maybe like 5:45 or something. Nobody else was up yet, so I just excused myself and went to go catch the morning train.
Did you just pick a house? And we're like,
it was
that
literally
guy?
The first house I came up to.
That's so fucking
it was
funny.
Just, oh man, I could probably get in through that door. So I just tried. I'm like, this door is fucking unlocked.
Oh, you when you woke up, and if they saw you, you should have been like, yeah, military needed quarters for the night.
Yeah. Consider yourself sequestered.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, I had a story. Unfortunately, it's not going to top that. But so this was a few months after Stefan had moved, and we were playing something, probably Mario Party, and we said, hey, Austin, you want to come over? And he's like, yeah, totally. So he goes to his old house, walks in the door and goes downstairs, and he opens the door and there's a bunch of people down there and he's like, you are not my friends.
That's so funny.
And then we get a text. He's like, so Stefan, you moved? And we're like, yeah, he fucking course he moved. We've been talking about it in the group chat for months.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
There was one time I was supposed to meet up with Tim and his group of friends. They're not my friends. They're his friends. Tell him I said that.
I will.
We were playing D&D. They were out to go eat, and I'm going up to one of our mutual friends' houses that we were going to play at. I figured that they were home already because they said they were going to be home roughly around the time I was there. So I go in. All the lights are off. The door was unlocked, so I was like, I don't know if they're fucking with me or what. Like, maybe they're hiding, and it's going to be like, surprise, ha ha ha, we got you, you motherfucker. So I go upstairs, and like, nobody's there. I'm like investigating. I'm like, I gotta get out of here right now.
This is how I die.
This is maybe not B&E, but it's fucking close. I didn't break anything to enter, but it's definitely E. So I had to leave and then call the guy who owned the house. I was like, hey, your door is totally unlocked. And I went in there. So I guess you guys aren't here yet? He's like, oh yeah, no. We're on our way though. Yeah, that was a fun breaking and entering story.
Whose house was that?
LeGrand's.
LeGrand's house?
Yeah, you guys were out to eat.
That's so surprising that his door was unlocked.
Yeah, he told me that he had the thought, like, I think I locked it. Nah, it'll be fine. I probably did. And then
he did not.
And Skylar came into a dark house, and I'm like, hey, hello.
Any ghosts? Are there any ghosts here? No ghosts up here.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a story.
Let's go.
In middle school, Stefan lived like right next to our middle school. So I'd go over to his house like all the time. Yeah. And Tyler, not the Tyler you know, not Air Force Tyler, Tyler Twos, lived right across the street.
I know Twos.
So you know Twos?
We went to fucking...
Yeah, but I didn't know you'd like...
I mean, we've talked. All right. We've had meetings.
Not Swanson, but Twos.
Okay.
You know, I was at a meeting outside this podcast, me and Andy, even though we live within 5 minutes of each other.
What are you getting at?
I've been begging for that invite.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So here's the
Our
story.
Our house is shit. I'm actually kind of embarrassed to have people over. It's old.
This is a cool story.
I know. It's a great
Continue
story.
Continue your story.
So we, Tuz was home alone, as he usually is, after school. He was doing his homework, and Stefan and I went through a window into his basement.
Like the Sticky Bandits.
And we go down there, and we flush a toilet and hide. And he comes running down with a broom in his hand.
That's so fucking funny. Oh. Wow, that's so good.
And this is the middle school imagination probably was like, oh, shit.
And time to activate.
And we also tracked mud into a floor that had just been cleaned. So.
Oh.
it's me. My knee's hurt.
Okay, last story I got here. Montana man shoots at a guy he thinks is Bigfoot.
Was it me?
No.
Have you ever been mistaken?
A Montana man who thought he was shooting at Bigfoot on Sunday, spoiler alert, didn't shoot at Bigfoot.
Oh.
It was another person trying to set up targets to shoot in a forested area. The 27-year-old victim narrowly avoided death when one bullet hit 3 feet to his left and another whizzed by him to the right. Police said the victim tried to avoid more gunfire by running into the trees before he was able to confront his shooter, a man in a black Ford F-150. The alleged shooter reportedly told the victim, "I thought you were Bigfoot." The victim added that the subject then told him, "I don't target practice, but if I see something that looks like Bigfoot, I shoot at it."
That's so fucking funny. Oh, my God.
There's only one rule I live by, son. If I see a squatch, I'm gunning it down.
The alleged shooter then reportedly told his victim to wear orange if he didn't want to be confused for Bigfoot.
Hey, dude, you know, that's...
Like, I mean... Yeah,
that's a good advice.
The orange vest is a hunting
confused
thing,
for Bigfoot,
but, dude.
What if Bigfoot listens to the cast and now he's going to wear orange?
Yeah,
this guy's not going to have a chance.
Well, Bigfoot, we would like to have you on if you listen.
The alleged victim told dispatchers the incident occurred on a Sunday, but didn't report it until the following Monday. In addition, the man was unable to provide a description of the shooter or the license plate number from the truck. Deputies have not found a vehicle matching the description, but have found a woman that has come forward saying she too had been shot at by a man in a black Ford F-150.
Dude.
Hashtag me too.
Oh, dude.
You look like my wife. I mean, Bigfoot.
You're a big lady.
All right, guys. That'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast.
All right, guys. Hey, before we lead out of here, I just want to put out a quick PSA. If you see a squatch, go ahead and don't shoot at it. Because if Jack Lynx has taught me anything, you're just going to get it mad.
Don't go messing with Sasquatch.
Those commercials are so good.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3combopodcast, twitter.com/3combopc. No touching.
Are we sponsored by Jack Lynx? Can we be?
Yeah.
I'll get in touch with them.
What about Pace?
Let it be so right now. Pace.
Pace and Jack Lynx. Pace. The perfect party supplies. You don't need anything else. Just dunk it in.
Scoop your Pace with your Jack Lynx.
What a great vehicle to get that salsa right to your face.
It's just cured meat. My favorite. Who needs chips when you have jerky?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we ruined Matt's cadence.
Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. You know what? email us your sponsor ideas at 3@gabapodcast@gmail.com.
Maybe we'll actually get those.
If you want to sponsor us, well, hey, we're not proud. Male enhancement drugs, we'll promote you.
Yeah, no, I'm...
ISIS, get at us.
We're going to get red flagged so fucking fast.
This is the first beheading via podcast. Oh my God.
Well, we got another message from our sponsor. Apparently, us Western dogs will feel the fire of Allah. Oh, no! And that was our message from our sponsor, ISIS.
Oh. All right. Goodbye.